every Jew has a share in the Maaser. The Maaser is not limited to great scholars or to Rosh Yeshivas. Every Jew has a share in the Torah. And every Jew attends the Shir, every Jew, I mean, who studies Chumash or Rashi, or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, no matter how superficial I mean, his study is, and no matter how little he knows, has a share in the community of the Maaser. And I kept on, and I've told you many times, I'm repeating myself, that basically the community, the share in the community of the Maaser is not measured by the results or by the success or by the achievements, the accomplishments, by the number of chiburim them published. I mean, the number of chiburim is very important if they are good, of course, but it is determined by the effort, the effort. And an effort sometimes on the part of a plain Jew like Mr. Edelman's father, who lived in an isolated community and brought up, tried very hard to bring up his children as Jews, as true Jews, observant Jews, is perhaps equal to the effort of a great Goyen and Tzaddik, I mean, or who actually can interpret Talmudic texts, I mean, in the most admirable way. And do, I mean, and to his memory, I dedicate this year, and after this year, you'll see the Kaddish, right? Okay, what was the topic for today, for tonight? I believe Megillas Esther, and probably, yes. All right, let's start with Megillas Esther now. Yes, Megillas Esther. It will tie in anyway. It will tie in. It was, as a matter of fact, it's not two topics, it's one topic. The text was a bit distorted anyway. But it's too bad that I did not suggest you should bring a Gemara Megillah. Sometimes because of Gaive. Daf Hei, the all the subjects pertaining to the to pride and vanity and vainglory are actually inserted Daf Hei. This is the source. Yes. But what I want to do now is just, we know very well that Megillas Esther, Purim as call it holiday, it's basically not a holiday, it's wrong, I mean the expression holiday is wrong, because Purim has no Gdusha Sayyim, is not endowed, is not provided with Gdusha Sayyim. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh are endowed. Gdusha is invested in the day itself. In the time itself has been hallowed and consecrated. It's Gdusha Sayyim. But Purim is a festival rather than a holiday. Without Gdusha Sayyim, but it's a Halushan Purim, okay. Basically, I mean, the criterion for Gdusha Sayyim, halachically, there are two criteria for Gdusha Sayyim. One criteria for Gdusha Sayyim is Korban Musaf. Yeah. And the second criterion of the highest form of Gdusha Sayyim is Issa Melach. What's called Mikro Kedesh. Mikro Kedesh means Issa Melach. Yeah. This is the highest form of Gdusha Sayyim. Of course, within the range of Issa Meloche, you have, I mean, two kinds of Gdusha Sayyim. You have Yom Tov and Shabbos. But both are called Mikro Kedesh. Mikro Kedesh, yes. Purim doesn't belong to that group. It's completely separate. It's a kind of corpus separatum for itself. It is Ayim Chel. Basically, it's Ayim Chel. It's Muta Bimloche, Purim. All right, I mean, Mokim Shinoago, but it's Muta Bimloche, basically. The Gemara tells us that actually Mordechai, at the very outset, in the very beginning, wanted to set up Purim as a complete, full-fledged holiday, including Issa Melach. And it says, last he says on, Alkein Ayudim Aprozeis, no, Alkein Ayudim Aprozeis, I'll explain later. Ayeshim Vore Aprozeis, Eisim Esim Aboosol Chidesh Ador Simcho Mishte V'Yom Tov. The Yom Tov, the Gemara says that initially immediately after the event, after the event had taken place, so there was an attempt on the part of Mordechai in many communities to set up to celebrate Purim as a full holiday. It means including the prohibition against work, against labor. But however, Mordechai's request was rejected by the community at large. Lekayim aleihem liyaseisim esyim arbaos lechidush ador vesyim chamishos beilchol shana vishana laseisim yim mishte v'simcha umishleach mones ish lereihu matones levyanim. Laseisim yom tov is not mentioned. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. You have a Gemara in Megillah? Yes, perhaps. I wanted just to show you where this is. You'll be able to find it. You don't have to trust me about it. Here it is. Here it is. Rabbi, this is Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Rabbi Brei de Rove. Omar, Afilatene B'yemes, B'tayinus Kabilo Alay, Melocho Lei Kabilo Alay, Melocho they have not accepted. And of course, Enigzeire, but even decreed and introduced and suggested by the Anshek Nesagdeles, these are the ones who have introduced Putin, the Anshek Nesagdele, the name Kamonivim, does not have any validity if it is rejected by the community, by Riva Tzibo. So the Mora says, Meloche hesped v'tainis kabilu alayit means meimishke v'simcho, and the prohibition against hesped v'tainis meloche lekabilu alayit. They have rejected. They did not consent. The mikore ksiv, the beginning, I mean, simcho mishke v'yom tov, vel besof ksiv lases esom yemishke v'simcho. You know, yom tov leksiv, yom tov was omitted. Shmamino alei kabilu alayim. This is basically. Mordechai wanted, was the intention of Mordechai, but somehow he has not succeeded in putting it over, in implementing that. So Purim actually is mutavim loche mikrodvini, it's a yimcheil, but it's just, I mean, is, so to say, provided with other mitzvahs. Mitzvah simche. Simche in kriyas hamegila. Yeah. Oh. But however, Purim is a yom, but Purim, if you ask me, Purim is a mitzvah mit divrei sefer. It means Purim is a takone, a mitzvah, a commandment, a precept, mit divrei sefer. Or you may say it mit divrei hem, or dom mit rabbonon, as in the colloquial, in our colloquial halacha, is mit rabbonon, It's very strange, we have many mitzvahs derabbanon, we have even another festival, call it whatever it is, Ayyontif midrabbanon, this Hanukkah. Also, Besper Vatainis, there's no Mishnah Simcha and Hanukkah, of course. Said, but there is a basic difference between Purim and Hanukkah. There's a basic difference, halachically. And basically, Purim is in this regard kind of a paradoxical festival, holiday. What is the difference between Purim and Hanukkah? There is a basic discrepancy between Purim and Hanukkah. I'm not speaking about the events which led up to Purim and Hanukkah. I'm not speaking about the history, about the background. Halachically about the care. Hallel, yes, Hanukkah is Hallel. The Gemara says the Megillah is substitute for Hallel. No, I'm not speaking about specific mitzvahs. Of course, the main difference is as to specific mitzvahs. The main difference consists that Purim actually engenders a chiyuv, an obligation, imposed an obligation of mishte v'simcho, actually, mishleach monis, matones levyenim, kriyas amgile, all those mitzvahs, are not practiced on Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, the chiyuv is just that locus on air, the lighting of the candles and halal. I'm not speaking about the mitzvahs, of course, the mitzvahs are not commensurate. The mitzvahs are actually differ from each other. I'm speaking about the character of another historical background, the halachic background, yes? Exactly. Purim is a very strange holiday. For it is mentioned in the Torah, because the Torah, the word Torah, I mean, may be extended and applied to Chavdalet Kisvei HaKedesh, to the all 24 books of the Kisvei HaKedesh, of the scriptures. There is a Megillah, a full scroll devoted to Purim. And it has the Kedushas Megillah, since Megillas Esther Metamos Hayadayim, the Megillas Esther is provided with Kedusha, like any Kisvei HaKedesh. Megillas Esther is provided with Kedusha as the Parsha Shema is. Of course, there's the difference between Teira and Nevi'im Ksuvim, the standard differences between Teira and Nevi'im Ksuvim. But as far as Kisvei HaKedesh are concerned, the general, category of Kedusha, which has been assigned to the Chavdalet Sforim of Kisvei HaKedesh, so Megillas Esther doesn't differ from Shema, just a moment, from Shema Yisrael, or there is no difference between Megillas Esther and what shall I say, and Bereishis Bara Kimus Shema Yisrael. It's the same, it's part and parcel, it's an integral part of Kisvei HaKedesh. It is Nichtevo Beruach HaKedesh, and it's part of the Kisvei HaKedesh. And in Megillah, which is an integral part of Torah, are enumerated, in the Megillas Esther, are enumerated the mitzvahs, which are binding and obligating at the day of Purim. Like the reading of the Megillah, like the sending of Shalach Manes, like Matanes Levyenim, and so forth, or Anamein, the Issa Hesped V'tainis. It's very strange. The Torah speaks of mitzvahs which are to be traced to Atakon Ederabonon, to Rabbonon legislation, to Atakon Ederabonon. It's very strange. It's a paradox, actually, you see. Purim is mentioned in the Torah. For instance, if one should take the Megillas Esther scroll and destroy it, burn it, you violate Allah the Raisa from the Sasson King Ladishem Lekecha, Amecha Kisvei HaKedesh. Whoever, raises words on Kisvei HaKedesh or destroys it, or burns it, whatever it does, is any destruction of Kisvei HaKedesh is categorized under the injunction and the law, the priest of Sasson King Ladishem Lekecha. The Rambam happens to think there is no malchus for Kisvei HaKedesh, only for Shem. There are Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, who hold the opinion that whoever, destroys Kisvei HaKedesh, Kisvei HaKedesh, not only Shem, but Kisvei HaKedesh, incurs the punishment of malchus, the penalty of malchus. Yeah. So if one should destroy Megillas Esther, even though there is no shame in Megillas Esther, you know that, but still he'll incur a yisur, love, and according to many Rishonim, even the penalty. So it means Megillas Esther, as a corpus, so to say, as a book, as a scroll, as a sefer, does not differ from Sefer Bereishis, I want to understand. Does not differ from Sefer Yeshua, or from Sefer Tilim, or from any other sefer of Kisvei HaKedesh. The Kedusha is uniform, the Kedusha is universal, the Kedusha permeates every word of Megillas Esther, as it does penetrate and infiltrate every word of Shema Yisrael, correct? Every letter of Shema Yisrael. And still the mitzvahs which are mentioned are only midrabbon. The document is midraise. The book containing the mitzvahs is midraise. The mitzvah itself, the validity of the mitzvah, the obligation, the obligatory character of the mitzvah, the binding force of the mitzvah is only midrabbon. Isn't it strange? It's very strange. For instance, show me another mitzvah. Show me, actually, I would like to find if I know of one more and one which is involved in a controversy, actually. The tzemes, the Abortzinis, yes. The Megillah refers to the Abortzinis. Kasha kiblu al nafshom ve al zarom divri atzinis vizakosom, the Abortzinis. Where are the Abortzinis mentioned? Not even in Ksuri, but in Ivim. No, in Ivim. In Schari. Haefke b'chedesh ha-chamishi. Shall I cry? Shall I mourn? And in the fifth month, it means Tisha B'Av. We don't know exactly, I mean, the answer, but the answer, I mean, was Tzimachamishi, Tzimaviv, Tzimachamishi, Tzimashviv, Tzimashiri, Tzimashiri, Tzimachayir. Is actually the Tzimis again are mentioned, enumerated, and their obligation is recorded, the obligatory character of the Tzimis, that they are binding, as first days are recorded in Ivim, in Dvar Ad Hashem. The Tzim itself, the first per se, there's no difference between Shivas and the Tammuz and Yom Kippur, you understand that well. That's why they are both recorded in Kisvei HaKedesh. In Kippur is recorded in Chumash. I mean, the Tzim is are recorded in Ivim. In Ivim, it's all right. But still the institution is in Kippur is Midraise, the Tzim is Amid Rabbanim. The second one. What did you say? There is possibly a third one, huh? According to the Ravid. According to the Ravid. The Rambam denies it. The Ravid thinks that Hallel and Yom Tov, not on Rosh Chodesh, nor on Chanukah, you understand very well, because the whole existence of Chanukah is post-biblical, so to say, is after the Kisvei HaKedesh were actually closed, after Chasimas Kisvei HaKedesh. But Hallel, Ashir hazeh yilachem kelelis kadosh chok. Ravid says, kelelis kadosh chok. Basically, according to Rambam, is kelelis kadosh chok, the Rambam refers, apparently, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it, the Rambam says that Hallel is midivre sefer, not midivre kabole. This means, when Gemara speaks midivre kabole means, what does midivre kabole mean? Divre nevim. It means the institution of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is an institution, as an obligation, as a duty, as a must. Is only midrabanan, the source, the book, or the document has been documented in mitzvah, and mitzvah midrabanan has been documented by what? By the Torah, by Kisvei HaKedesh, by Dvar Ad Hashem. That's a very strange concept, isn't it? Yes. If the Rambam, if the Ravid is Hallel, Ashir Azeh Yilachem Kelim is Kaddish Chod, apparently the Ravid applies it not only to the holiday, to the night of Pesach, but Kelim is Kaddish Chod to a holiday in general. It's not Leil, it should be Kiyem is Kaddish Chod. But means Kelim, there is only one night on which we say Hallel on the end, in the evening. This is the night of Pesach. Alright, but the Ravid Hallel, the Rambam denies it. The Rambam says the Hallel is only Midrash Sefer. Yeah. Is Divrei Atzeimeis and Megillah and Hallel according to the Ravid. But I don't know of any other mitzvah. For instance, no, Tefillah, no. Tefillah, I'll tell you what the difference is. Even if Tefillah, I mean, according to the Rambam, Tefillah is Midraisa. So, even according to the Ramban, the Tefillah is Midrabanan. So tefillah, you have tefillah. Tefillah is not only the Niel. Tefillah is mentioned the Niel or in Tilim. Avrom, Yaakov is Palel, Yitzchok is Palel, Vayeta Yaakov. But Ramban himself already somehow provided himself, some to say, his protection. The Ramban says, the Afalpi Sheinchevas at tefillah Dvar Tere. Even though the tefillah, the obligation of tefillah, is not of Dvar Torah, of Dvar Torah, of Torah origin, avol in yono hi Dvar Torah. When I do pray, when I do engage, I mean, in entreaty, and in pleading with the Rebbeinu Shlom in tefillah, so I am a kaima mitzvah. So this tefillah, I would say, the institution is mitzvah. The obligation is midrabanan. This is the main difference. While in Megillah, basically, is offhanded, the whole Megillah is midrabanan. It can be just a mitzvah from Halal Reshevach, Halanes, was mit Gile und Mischle Achmone ist, Mischle Reilu am Ehen, so der Rabbonus. Und Simche, Mischle Yonte, und Simche, but however we have. As a matter of fact, Femisar included, and also upon to the Raivet Halle. Do other Mitzvah Rabbona, like Nitivas Yodayim, like Yeruv Echatzeres, what else? No, Birkas Anelim are not mentioned at all. Birkas Anelim is simply, you can find Birkas Anelim under a general category, under a general precept of that of how we do it, like praising God and feeling and experiencing the gratitude vis-à-vis Him. Yes, but as a mitzvah, it hasn't been mentioned. This is the exception is famous. Famous have been mentioned by the Novi casually, but I ever mentioned. And Megillah, a whole book in Kisra Kiddush was devoted to Purim, and Purim per se is only with Rabbana. Kibud Veinek, correct. Kibud Veinek, yeah. The Korosa La Shabbos Veinek, Klikdesha Deshem Lechubod, is in Yom Kippurim, because only Kibud without Veinek, but it's Shabbos and Yom Tov are included, and the Rambam calls them mitzvahs Megidre Sefer. Correct. Kibud Veinek. Kibud Veinek. There is an Ksus Nekiyah on Shabbos, I have to change my dress on Shabbos, my suit, and then I have to decorate the house and so forth, and the Shabbos meal should differ from the ordinary day meal. It's called Kibud Veinek. It's Kibud Veinek is mit Rabbon Ram, says mit Ibra Seifrim, Perek Hoftes Milche Shabbos, Aloche Aleph. However, it's mentioned in Yishayor, the cross of the Shabbos Veinek. Correct. No, so if we learn from your school, for instance, for Lord Levi, for Lord Bosso, the Yovel Amir Shazari, then the Dinis Midraise. It's not what I'm going to do. Are you asking the question to Vatil like Malik Avilin? It's an old question which Rishayim dealt with. If you derive a loche, for instance, for Lord Levi, for Lord Bosso, the Yovel Amir Shazari, that oral is disqualified, I mean, for Avedi Midrash, it's a Dinraise, for Avedi Osipsula. Yeah, it's all. What is it? Yes, this is already, yes, correct, and Ram Shitzaram, it happens to be on the Shitzaram, the Ramban disagrees. This is a general that the Rabbon have authority, but the mitzvah is enumerated, explicitly described in a document which is a part of the Kisvei HaKedesh, and still the mitzvah per se is on zone with Rabbon. Alright, yes, I'll come to Kesmina there. This is the part Kesmina there means a safe alternative. What do you want to ask, Rabbi Mazvetsky? You wanted to ask me something? In regard to what we are discussing, or sir? I'm not asking about the Remes, about the Remes. I don't need an Remes. Poor me, I'm giving Esther to Naram. Esther, Mordechai, Oh, mina tirom na mina itzaze. Asher tzvisichom bim telechol mina. Gemora mina. Yeah, I'm not into it. What it shows, I'll tell you what it shows. I mean, I cannot explain it to you how. To me, it is a paradox. But it's very far that a mitzvah de rabbonon is documented by the Torah. What it shows only that basically, theoretically, we classify mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, mitzvahs, the Raisa, we classify them, separate groups, we have a whole literature about mitzvahs, whether some Rishonim say certain mitzvahs are with Rabbanon, or for Rabbanon your origin, and some say it's a for the Raisa. What it shows, that basically there is little difference between a mitzvah and the Sefer and a mitzvah the Raisa. As to the reward and as to the punishment, I don't mean we pay ownership business. There's very little distinction. A mitzvah rabbonon is just as important and has as much significance and as much, so to say, redemptive content and can elevate the Jew, to great heights. As a mitzvah, the rice. Because many mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, the Torah has documented and recorded. It's basically I know there is Sosa, I know. Sosa, the Rambam says the Sosa doesn't apply to Mitzvah Drabana. It's only the Rambam. The Ram was only the only one who said. Yeah. What? Yes, talking about the Raisa the technical takkones, but it doesn't say. But this means that the validity basically and the obligatory character, the normative character, and that one is duty bound to perform is differs very, very little. I mean the obligatory character for the Rabbanon differs very little from that of the Raisa. That's what I wanted just to, I cannot explain it. But we have a group of mitzvahs. Megillah, Kibud Ve'enek, as Rabbi Wolgemuth said, let's say it. Same is, and perhaps Halal too. Yes. Yeah, the person, I would say no. There are many the Rabbanans, listen. There are many the Rabbanans, I mean. It's one's man, Birchomet, of course. With Raisa is Meiver, Alacha Chatzis, and the Rabbanan is Ishishis, I mean, Serfit. Yeah, there are many the Rabbanans. Bosarev, Becholov is with the Rabbanan. There are many, I mean. Alchotzer Sheino Murevis is with the Rabbanan. There are many Mukze, Shmuz is with the Rabbanan. What I'm saying is something else. What I'm pointing out at the Rabbonon, so to say, the literature about the Rabbonon is Gunatir. It's very strange. Interesting is that the Rambam in the beginning of Tuches Megillah, when the Rambam begins to say, Tuches Megillah, Krias a Megillah bizmano mitzvah sasei. Medivre seifrim. Very interesting. Correct? It's good. And then he adds one sentence, which prima facie appears to be superfluous and completely unnecessary. And the Rambam, well, you know, the Rambam style was very terse and brief and to the point. He never used too many words. We had Vorim Yiduim, the Rambam says. Megillah is the last one I've made. Do you don't have it? Do you have Megillah, Chanukah, Megillah? What do you have? What is the last yours? All right, Meshavet. Pass on to them, yes. V'ad Vorim Yiduim, Shehi Takona Sanvim, says the Rambam. He says, Kriya Samgivo Bismano Mitzvah Sasei Midivre Sofrim. Correct? And then he had a sentence which we don't know the reason. I mean, why he had it? The Advorim Yiduim, it's known to all, Shehi, means the Mitzvah, the precept of reading of the Megillah, Takonas and Vim, was introduced by Nevi'im. Of course, it is true, it's correct. It's at a corner by the Anshe Knesset Sagdele. Mordechai himself was a member of the Knesset Sagdele. Just the Gemara says, Mordechai Balshon in Ezra mentioned, they say this is Mordechai Yehudi. Later, after he was appointed as prime minister, he couldn't devote as much time to Tere as he did before, so the Sanhedrin, I mean, there was some tension between him and the Sanhedrin, as Chazal say, but anyway, Mordechai was in Kibla, Yudin the Kibla, 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 the Kibla, meaning the Anshek Knesset Sagdele. Yeah. Anshek Knesset Sagdele had, I mean, Nevi'im were members of the Anshek Knesset Sagdele, of the Great Assembly. Yes, but what did the Rambam made? Why is it necessary? The Rambam has never done it. The Advorim Yiduim Shitakona Sanvi'im. And it is obvious, it means that this Takona was legislated or introduced or established by the Nevi'im. Then, why did the Rambam say so? It is correct, I'm not asking. Huh? What do you say? Just a minute. Interesting is the Perek Shloshim, when it speaks about Kibud Ve'enek. Shabbos Perek Lamed. You can get that, Misha. Alright. You can get it there. Alright. Would you be, please, give it back. Perek Lamed Micha Shabbos. Abo Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos four principles have been formulated with reference to Shabbos. Shnayim min ha-teiro, two principles are midraise. This is Iso Meloche and Kidesh. Ushnayim mi divre sofrim, and two principles are of divre sofrim origin. However, the Rambam adds a similar sentence. Ve'im ifuroshim al di anviim, and they have been explicated or explicitly mentioned by the Nevi'im. What does the Rambam mean? He said it with regard to Megillah. He also said it with regard to what? The Shabbos. Now let's take a look with regard to Tonis, to Tanesim. It's interesting. Hilchas Tainis is before Chanukah and Megillah, yes? Perek Chamishi. You'll see how careful the Rambam was. And this group of Divrei Sefer, which have been documented and mentioned that era, is a Rambam, the Rambam defined as a corpus separatum, as a separate entity. Yesham Yomim Perekim Lechastani says, Yesham Yomim, she called Yisroel Misanim Bemit Neatzas. On certain days, there are days on which the entire Jewish community fasts because of the catastrophic events which took place. Kedilayas always know that aroused the heart. Lefateach, lefteya darke, tshuven, top map, the ways of tshuven, fine, all right. Ve'elohein in enumerates, Tzingdalio, and then Asor Betavis, and Shivosa Betamus, and Tishabov, Ve'arbo, you may, Aloha Dalet, he says, Ve'arbo, this is Perikim Lechastainis, Aloha Dalet, Ve'arbo, you may Atzim Yisraelu, and these four fast days, that means Asor Beteves, and Shivosa Betamus, and Tishabov, and Tzimgale, are in Furoshim be Kabbalah. Kabbalah is equivalent to Nibi. Tanakh. Kabbalah divre Torah, divre Kabbalah le'yalfina. This is a Talmudic technical term for Tanakh, Kabbalah. Why they call Kabbalah a different story? But in Furoshim be Kabbalah equals, the phrase Kabbalah equals to the phrase Af Mifuroshim al Yanavi. So the Rambam actually, the three mitzvahs, which in spite of the fact that they are Midrabbonon, Midivre Safrin, they don't belong to the group of the Raise mitzvahs, are nevertheless mentioned and described where? In the Tere, by the Nevi'im, is the Rambam actually enumerated each of these three mitzvahs as Miforoshim al Dei Anviim. So what does it mean that Dvorim Yuduim Shitakonas Anviim Megillah means? Even though it is Midrabbonon, is the Sefer, the book, the scroll which deals with them, which narrates the events leading up, which led up to them, which describes the mitzvahs and formulates the obligations and defines them in the precepts, the book is what is a part of Tereshubeksav. It has, as far as Gdush is concerned, it equals Shema Yisrael Hashem Akin Ad Hashem Achad. That's what Ram says, V'advorim Yiduim, it's obvious to everybody. Why it's obvious to everybody? Not everybody knows that Anshe Knesset Agdele have introduced Purim. No, it doesn't refer to Anshe Knesset Agdele. It refers to the fact that the document of Purim is a part of the Rosh Hashanah. Sheheim Takonas Anvi. This is. That's what I wanted just to say. Yes? The same. The Rambam in general he uses the term almost at random, midivreim or midivrei sofrim. He says midivrei sofrim. Yes, there is. Yeah, correct. There is in one case, but you mentioned midivrei sofrim in Kedusha Kesef, and also just a moment. and also with regard to certain tumes ames, shinanozo megaleach aleim, the Rambam uses the term nidivrei sofrim referring to adereisa. But what does it mean? Why does he call this particular aloha divrei sofrim? Because the aloha could have never been derived from the pshutishol mikro, from the plain text of the mikro, basically you needed a tradition, a kabbalah actually, a maseirah, a medivrei sofrim, to establish the aloha. But the Rambam, but it's only in a couple of places. It's in Kedusha Kesef and also in Tumah. But usually when it says in Chanukah medivrei sofrim, it doesn't mean adereisa, it means adarabonon. When it says about hametz lechem in haaretz medivrei sofrim, it's not adereisa, it's adarabonon. When he speaks about kibud ve'inek medivrei sofrim, it's adarabonon. Should be careful in Kedusha Kesef and also in Tumah Shinanozo Megalei Chalei. Yes. The Rambam has it only in one place, in two places. Yeah, there are some people want to say that Kedusha Kesef according to the Rambam is only the Rabbanan. Actually, all the questions which the Ramban raised against him. No. All right, but that's yes. Just a moment. I'll come to it. Coming in the Gemara says it with regard to Tfilah. The Gemara doesn't say it with regard to Megillah. With regard to Tfilah.
Yeah.
The name coming in is Mitar. I have introduced the Tfilah. Nusra Tfilah, yes. The name coming in with regard to Tfilah, yes. With regard to Tfilah, yes. But it's an indirect kiyum. It's an indirect kiyum of a doer. Correct, might be that basically the kiyum, but not the maisa mitzvah, but the kiyum. Yeah, and might be in kibud ve'inek as well, that the kiyum is midraisa. Might be. Yeah, but midraisa one could fulfill his duty, I mean his chevo, by saying if you a few psalms would also be made time rise. Hidoya, far from Hidoya Lanes. Hidoya Lanes. What you need, but the plotting and all the details, is with the Rabbanah. Yes, but whether the ancestor, I'm not speaking about ancestor now. Because whether the ancestor is included among these Tanaisim or not, it's a different story. I'm not speaking now about ancestor. Now let us continue. Is actually the Megillah part of Kisva Kedesh or not? Is a machlekes Tanoim. Some Tanoim think that the Megillah is not a part of Kisva Kedesh. Machlekes Tanoim, Megillah. Who is it? Yes. Omar Rav Yudis Amorim, Omar Rav Yudis, Omar Shmuel, Esther, and Metames Ayodai. And there are Tanoim, Machlekes Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Lozer Amedoi, Rabbi Shui, Rabbi Lozer Amedoi. But we have accepted the opinion of the Tana and the Ameire that Esther is Metames Ayodai. Metames Ayodai stands always, I mean, this phrase should never mislead anybody, stands for Kisvei HaKedesh. It means a part of Kisvei HaKedesh. And basically, I mean, it is the parsha. It's very strange why one Tanya and one Amira should insist that Megillah Esther any Metames Yedaim, it's not part of the Kisvei HaKedesh, since the pasuk tells us the story. The pasuk tells us that Tichtiv Esther Amalko. Interesting is that before the Megillah is called, it geres. That Tichtiv Esther Amalko Basa V'Chayil. Mordechai Yehudi, Eskol Keikev, Letayim, Esigeres, Apurim, Hazeis, Hashemis. What do you mean, Letayim, Esigeres, Apurim, Hazeis, Hashemis? What does it mean, Letayim? unile kaime sigeres before was kimu ve kiblu ayuri malayem va zaram va kolanu ve malayem ve le yavo le yesei simeshne ayom moire esther a trouble about two about the two I mean she had trouble I mean about two problems first of all the problem of establishing Purim as a permanent yont so Chazal and Knesset Gdele were in doubt whether to do it or not to do it. This was the problem Kovuni Lederes. Then Esther insisted that Megillas Esther be declared as a part of the Kislev HaKiddush, because Nichtva Beruach HaKiddush. That's what Chazal say, Sholcha Esther Lechachomim, Kisvuni Lederes. This means, what do you mean Kisvuni Lederes? Committed to permanent writing, I mean committed to writing, I mean forever, permanently, it means a part of Kislev HaKiddush. Yes. והתכתב אסתר המלכו אם היום אלו נזכור ונעשים בכל די עובדי עיר משפחו ומשפחו המדינו ומדינו ועיר ועיר ומי הפורים האלה ליברו מתייך היהודים וזכרום ליוסף מזרום so פורים as a holiday was already accepted such an extent as אם מי הפורים האלה ליברו מתייך היהודים they'll never be forgotten וזיכרום ליוסף מזרחום, the commemoration of Purim will never actually be abandoned. You will always commemorate Purim. ויום אלו נזכור ונעשם בכל די עובדי עיר משפחו משפחו עיר ועיר. מדינה מדינה ומהפור יום ועיר. So what else? And then the next line, חופתס, ותכתב אסתר המלכה, בסה וחייל, ומרדכי יהודי, אסכול תקף, לקיים מסגרס הפורים הזה של שניס. The Gemara has this question. The Gemara already raised this question. Well, there, man. Now, if Chazal have introduced them in Atakoni, me apur meile leyavim techa yudim, it's not a meeting, a ladies auxiliary meeting, you have to remind them. You must remember. If the Pesuk says, vayom meile nizepochem venasim, v'chol deo v'deo mishpochem, mishpochem, v'yir v'yir, me apur meile leyavim techa yudim, zichom liyosef mizarum, I mean, there was no need for a reminder. There was no reminder for Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokim, Hashem Lokim, and there was no postal card sent out, I mean, for Esrog and Sukkot, and what is Likai Mesigera Zapurim? What did she ask for? Whatever she wanted had been fulfilled. Her request was granted. What's Likai Mesigera Zapurim as Isashenis? So basically, Likai does not mean about Purim. It's not about Purim, no. The Purim already was introduced, was established. There cannot be any stronger, I mean, so to say, endorsement of Purim than the phrase "We may have Purim Eilu Yavu Techa Yudim Zichum Yosef Mizarum." What else do you want? Chazal says that Purim, even the Mesa Moshiach, Purim will be observed. Yeah. So, what does it mean? Lekayim Segeres Apurim. What does it mean? Lekayim. Just a moment. What is the word "kiyum"? You see, in our Hebrew, it even Talmudic Hebrew is. Kayim, the Kayim means to fulfill. Tamir kibbe, kiyim a mitzvah, kiyim is a mitzvah, leikim is a mitzvah, like yotze yedecha vase. Tamir kibbe is there, that is all. Yeah, the Kayim, kiyam teze, the Kayim. There is a posuk, es Hashem nadarti ay kaimeno. Yeah, that posuk. All right, but basically in the Megillah, the Kayim means to confirm. In the sense of kiyum shtoris. There is kiyum shtoris. Expression kiyum shtoris. Shleisho shu yoshu lekayim es shtar. Does it mean to fulfill the shtar? What does it fulfill? What does it mean lekayim es shtar? If you have a document, to certify. If you have a document, and the document is in doubt, and I want the document be certified, that whenever I present a document to court or to any authority, it will be taken, genuine character of documents will be taken for granted. So this is Kiyum Shtoris. So Bezen Rai, the Mesa of Kloset Chod Avine, Vosel, the Kainunu Vi Asharunu Kideboe. It means we certify the document is true. It's true. What do you mean, Lekayim is a Geres Apurim, as they say, it's not Lekayim in the sense of carrying out, implementing, or executing, but in the sense of confirming, affirming, or certifying as to the absolute true character of this particular document. What does it mean? to raise it to the height and to the level of Kisvei HaKedesh. Otherwise, it's in Igeres. Just a moment. It's in Igeres of Purim. It's just a letter. It's a story, a letter. It's not permanent. What's the difference between Sefer and Igeres? Chazal always say, V'kosa v'so'ole y'so'ele ba Sefer al gvil v'lo al yo. You should write it on parchment and not on paper. Always, V'kosa v'so'ole because of the Mishnah Atero Azeis, al Sefer da Sefri, al Sefer Leal Leo, not on paper, but on parchment. How did Chazal find in the word Sefer parchment? I mean, semantically, I mean, Sefer means a book. Basically, Sefer means something permanent. A book which I keep, which endures, whose value, I mean, endures, less, is persistent, not something transitory. In Igeres is transitory, basically. Today I read a letter, the next day I throw it away. I mean, who is a collector of letters? No one collects letters, unless you want to use the letter as a document. But otherwise you don't collect letters. Books you don't throw away. Sefer means something permanent. There's permanency. And the year disintegrates, physical action, particularly paper, the kind of year they had at that time. Yeah. Parchment endures, so Sefer, because the term Sefer, the semantics of Sefer, imply permanency. I mean, the quality to endure, to last, to persist, it is Sefer. If Esther wanted, Vatichtev Esther Amalko Basa V'chayel Mordechai Yehudi, es kol tekef the semantics of Sefer imply permanency. I mean the quality to endure, to last, to persist, it is Sefer. If Esther wanted Vatichtev Esther Amalko Basa V'chayel Mordechai Yehudi es kol tekef letaye mesigeres apurim azeis ha-shenis, she didn't ask for the implementation. The implementation was already assured. Implementation. What did she ask? That the Igeres should be raised and elevated to the degree of what? Of Kisvei HaKedesh. And then וישלח ספורם על כל היהודים אשר עשו מי המדינה מלכוס אחשוורס דברי שולם באמס לקיים מסימי הפורים מין תו נטלי אססים קימו וקיבלו היהודים עליהם על זהר מה תמין קימו וקיבלו היהודים עליהם על זהר לא מה אני אגמור אבל מה זה קימו וקיבלו קימו means they have accepted, they have taken upon themselves. What is קימו? I want to show how the Megillah uses the semantics of Kiyam. What is Kimu v'kiblu ayudim aleim azarom? What do you mean? Kimu, they have implemented the Kiyam? No. Kimu means they have confirmed, they have certified the veracity and the truthfulness and the importance and the significance of the holiday of Purim. It's very significant. And therefore, v'kiblu. Here the Kiyam should be interpreted within the frame of reference of Kiyum Shtoris. In Kiyum Shtoris means certification. I mean, Lekayim Esimei Apurim Oele Bizmaneim, but I mean, not only to celebrate it as just as a festival with the Rabbanon, simply, but as an institution which is mentioned. So Purim itself will be elevated. Why will Purim be elevated? Because from a institution with the Rabbanon, I mean, will be raised to an institution Midivrei Kabbalah, not the Raisa, but Midivrei Kabbalah, whose Lord, whose existence, and whose, so to say, validity and obligatory character are mentioned, explicitly mentioned where? In Divrei Torah. Letayim Aleim, Esimei Apurim, אלה בזמניהם כאשר קיים עליהם מודחי היהודי ואסתר המלכו וחשקינו על נפשון ועל זרון, ודיד שדימן דאסתר, that Purim should be equal in importance and significance to Divrei Atzemis Rezakosom, like the Abu Atzemis. How did she come in with the Abu Atzemis? What is the link between the Abu Atzemis and Purim? I mean, why did she mention Abu Atzemis? But she said, apparently, she asked for incorporating the Megillas Esther into the Kisvei HaKodesh, integrating. So he said, what are you talking about? Actually, the very moment we'll integrate Megillas Esther into Kisvei HaKodesh, so Purim will by necessity, ipso facto, become an institution midoraisa. How is it possible for a mitzvah de Rabbanon to be mentioned and to be described and to be recorded in a book whose gdusha, whose sanctity equals that of Shema Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokeinu Ad Hashem Echad? It will be a nila contradiction. Well, you want to, you should raise it to mitzvah d'oraisa, we can't, we have no authority. If we should raise Purim to the levels of mitzvah d'oraisa, we will violate the yisra of l'seisav l'adovah asher yerucho. L'seisav l'adovah l'sigra mimenu. So Esther said, wait a little, wait a while. What's about Abu Atzemis? What would you say about Abu Atzemis? Is the Abu Atzemis institution Midaraisa or Midarabonan? Midivir Sefer, yes. But still they're being mentioned. Where have they been mentioned? In Schar and in Rin. So there is a possibility. This paradox is paradoxical. But it's a fact that an institution Midarabonan is still described and recorded and reported where in a sefer midaraisa. So why not make Purim an equal of the Abu Atzemis? V'chashakimu al nafshom val zarom divre Atzemis v'zakosom. And the Pesuk says, umam areste kiyam divre Purim ele, not kiyam implemented. Confirmed, certified. Certified as a what? As a part of what? As a part of Kisvei HaKodesh, v'nichtov b'sefer. It was written down, it's not a geres anymore, b'sefer. So Rashi says, v'nichtov ekster umamar ester kiyam. Rashi says, it's not my invention. Take a look at Rashi. Ester bikshom ischach meyader ekster requested the scholars of her contemporaries likovo v'lichtev sefer zeim shorak suvim, to incorporate this book in Shor HaKsuvim, the Zeu V'nichtav HaSefer. And this means V'nichtav HaSefer has become a part of the Chodalat Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's why the Megillah is called Megillas Esther, not Megillas Mordechai. It's very strange. Why isn't it called Megillas Mordechai? Mordechai played the same role as Esther. If not for Mordechai, Esther would have never appeared before Ahasuerus, would never pleaded with Ahasuerus. Mordechai's sense of responsibility and commitment to his people, I mean, saved the time, I mean, the Jewish community from being destroyed, exterminated. Why is Megillas Esther? Because Esther insisted it. V'atichtev Esther amalko basa v'chayel Mordechai Yehudi. But apparently Mordechai Yehudi appeared before the Sanhedrin and they said no. But Esther apparently argued, and she produced the argument of Divrei Atzemis v'Zakosom, and that's what clinched. That's what tipped the scales. What tipped the scales? Now, Merav Rabbeisai, there is one question comes up. It is, if Megillas Esther hadn't been incorporated in the Kisvei HaKodesh, so it would have remained what? An Igeres. What does an Igeres mean? True, the event is recorded, the story is absolutely true, every detail is true, however, it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It has no Gdusha. It is a mundane document, but no Gdusha whatsoever. I could have destroyed Megillah's Esther, it would be permissible, I mean, to read Megillah's Esther and tear it up. You read a letter and you tear up the letter. The letter means something transient, transitory, something which no permanency, just temporary significance, nothing else. Sefer means of permanent significance, permanent value. Of course, a part of the Torah. It's an eternal document, correct? This is number one. This is the difference basically between Sefer and Igeres. That's why Chazal say that Igeres, if Igeres would be kosher on Yor, but because it is Sefer, it's possible on Yor, but you need what? You need parchment. Parchment, cloth, wheel. And basically is, and that's what the Pasuk says, Divrei Sholem V'Emes. What does it mean, Divrei Sholem V'Emes? What kind of expression is? Vayishlach svatich tevestra malko bas v'chayel mod chayudi es kol tekef. Kol tekef means the significance, the strength, lekayim es egeres apurim azeis ha-sheiniz, I mean, to raise, to certify, or to incorporate this egeres apurim, but still an egeres, into the kisve ha-kedosh, into the scriptures. Vativ tichte veste vatishlach lekayim vayishlach sforim al kol ha-yudim Moshe vesu mei medina malchus ha-chashveris. Apparently requested the tzibur also to agree with them, to consent. Apparently first vatichte veste ramalt vesu chayim motach yus kol tichte times gerza purim as Isa Shenis was at her, she addressed herself to the Sanhedrin. And then also apparently she sent out letters, I mean, to the Klal Yisrael, I mean, to every community, that they actually apparently have this aloha most probably needed das akol, I mean, the consent of the Klal Yisrael. Was it Divrei Sholem V'Emes? Chazal say Divrei Sholem V'Emes means that Divrei Yemei Apurim should be treated like Divrei Sholem V'Emes. Divrei Sholem V'Emes is the general phrase for Divrei HaTorah. What does the Torah seek to establish? What does the Torah represent? What does the Torah actually, I mean, questing for? What is the Torah questing for? What is the very essence, the very gist of Torah? Divrei Sholem V'Emes. The Megillah should be treated on par with Divrei Kisvei HaKedosh. Chazal say, Kamito Shel Torah. So Chazal say, Kitar Shishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'tzrichu shitut kan mito shel Torah. So what is a mito shel Torah? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. This is exactly what it is. This is the last parsha. Yeah. If it is safer, then I want you to understand. If it's a geres, if it were an geres, it would just be a story. A true story. Significant story. A story which, I mean, actually, first of all, I mean, is told, I mean, the destiny of the Jewish people is portrayed, and has the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he has bestowed upon us, is described and recorded, all right, in importance. I mean, I don't want to mitigate the importance of an Igeres. But once it became a Sefer, something else was added to it, not only Kedusha, perhaps something which is more important than Kedusha. What was added? If it became a Sefer of Kisvei HaKedosh, there were, of course, no changes. Nigeras, I don't believe it would be possible. We wouldn't change either. But what was... There is a new dimension to the Megillah. Not only a new dimension of Kedusha, no doubt about it, but there is another dimension which was added to the Igeres HaPurim the very instant it was raised to what? To the degree or to the level of Sefer. No, Hidim Tzibur would be anyway. Anyway, I mean, Igeres, the Chazal say even Igeres, the Gemara ask a kasha, the Gemara liksiv alein itnu, likriyan itnu, the Gemara ask kasha, even if Megillah's Purim, even if the Megillah had not been included in the Kisvei HaKedosh, the mitzvah's kriyas on Megillah would have prevailed. That's what Chazal say. Chazal daf zayin with alef, daf zayin with alef. Namro Mikra Yisrael and Namro Lichtev, that's what Chazal said. The mitzvah, because the mitzvah is mentioned before, Vayom Eilen is a Koren V'Nasi. Regardless, before, is a Koren V'Nasi. No, there is something else. if it is a part, an internal part of Kisvei HaKodesh, Echod Mechav Dalet Zvoi, it's a part of the Torah. And if it's a part of the Torah, so what's the conclusion? If it's a part of the Torah, so what's the conclusion? Else, what is it? If you say Megillah is a part of the Torah, so what's the conclusion? Of course, no one doubts but the conclusion. No. Certain halachos must be derived from the Megillah. Megillah is a book of learning. It means the Megillah is a source, not only a historical source, but a source of knowledge. A source of knowledge which is relevant, relevant not only vis-à-vis Purim, vis-à-vis the event which took place so many years ago, so many thousands of years ago, but which is relevant to today's events, relevant, vis-à-vis the Jewish community and with reference to Jewish individual. It is any book of the Torah, any book, regardless, Tilim, Megillah, Eicho, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, must be a source of Torah knowledge, a source of halachos, of rules of conduct, a source of morality, a source on which one may draw, from time to time when he's in doubt, in confusion. It's Torah. What does Torah mean? The semantics of Torah. What does the semantics of Torah mean? Learning, knowledge, guidance, heroic guidance, leadership, if it were a higeres, it's not a source of knowledge. It's a historical document, but not a source of knowledge. The very moment, the very instant has become a sefer, it's a sefer. Is whatever we derive from Yeshayahu, whatever we infer from Yirmiyahu, whatever we infer from Mishlei, so many halachos Chazal have inferred from Mishlei. So many halachos. Don't ask me the question, the return of the Kabbalah Leil Finit. It's a rule which actually, Chazal many times did not observe. It's a different problem, But Chazal have derived so many halachos. Halachos, formal halachos. Chazal have derived, certain conclusions about morality, about the conduct of man, about midas, good and bad dispositions, habits, about habits, which habits should be rejected, which habits should be assimilated, from divrei nevi'im. So if the Megillas Esther is a book, is a sefer, misifrei Kisvei HaKodesh, it's not just a historical document, because any book of Kisvei HaKodesh, for instance, the story of Avraham Avinu in Lech Lecha, it's not only a story of a person. I want you to understand. It's not only a story of a person. It is a story. Of course, it's the biography of a person. As far as the biography is concerned, it's a very sketchy biography, basically. Because Avraham appears in the historical arena at the age of 70, and then after the death of Sarah, he somehow makes his exit quietly, softly, and he disappears. After Sarah, he disappears. And he lives quite a number of years, following Sarah's death. But this is not only a biography, it's more than a biography. It's an ideal. It's an ethical ideal, which we have to imitate. It's the personification of Jewish morality, which we have to realize. It's a certain vision, which we should, so to say, quest for. You see, and this is that's what Chazal say. As Tevon Sichosom shall love the Oveis, Mitorosom shall bonim. That a conversation between Eliezer about Nemsuel, about Rivko, is that the Torah has assigned more space than to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why is it? Because each word and each movement is there. You can derive many moral rules, maxims, how to conduct, how to act publicly, how to behave, and what to say, and what not to say, and what to suppress.
The last one, Rambam,
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'll ask you a favor, Rabbi Shechatovich, not to read the Rambam, because the Rambam will just involve us in trouble. No one understands the Rambam. The Ravid already disagreed with the Rambam. Leave it to them. Tell them that the last aloche, there is a lot of trouble with the last aloche. We don't understand the last aloche in Rambam. The Ravid already has used sharp language. And I'll be frank, if I were the Ravid, my language would be much sharper. Let's not tell us. It's a different story. We don't know exactly what Ram meant by it. It's called all books, yes? Because it seems apparently Megillah has both. He's safer and the Geras. So if he's not yet safer, he's yet Geras. This is exactly if it is safer, so it is a safer of learning. It's a book of learning, a book of scholarship, a book of rules, a book of maxims, like any other book in Chavdalet Kisva Kedesh. There isn't a single pasuk in Chavdalet Kisva Kedesh which does not contain a maxim, or, so to say, doesn't contain implicitly a law, a rule. I mean, we have to understand the Kisva Kedesh very well in order to be able to infer. So I would ask if this be so, and it is so, because it is Kisva Kedesh. And Kisva Kedesh is Teire Teire Aspicho Ma'alfez Ova Chesed. It's called Teire, and Teire means guide, leading, guiding, and so forth. I mean, learning, enlightening, and so forth. So what is the general, what is actually, what kind of halachas can we derive from Megillas Esther? Just over there is halachas, formal halachas, and there are ethical obligations, middle status, good virtues, dispositions. What I mean, for instance, I don't want you to enumerate all of them, but there is, in my opinion, one central halacha. Never mind, I'm not speaking about middle status. I'm not speaking about virtues. I'm not speaking about dispositions, good dispositions, noble dispositions, or unworthy emotions. Of course, I mean, there is a shulchan aruch there. We have a shulchan aruch not only about what I am supposed to do with our hands and what we are not supposed to do with our hands. We have a shulchan aruch what we are supposed, to do with our emotions and what we are not supposed to do with our emotions. The Torah did not believe that the man is just subservient to his emotions. The Torah believed that man can be master of his emotions. If the Torah did not believe in the mastery of man over his emotional world, so the Torah could not have said, don't hate your brother in your heart. Oh, I don't hate him. I want to hate him, I'm full of hate. Some people are full of hate. They must hate someone. They must hate someone, of course, People must hate. Usually you should know extremism. Never mind whether extremism in a political party, extremism in the Jewish community. Let it be even religious extremism. What you call it, fanaticism. Extremism. People who belong to that group are people full of hate. And that's why, in order to hate, they must be extremists. Because in order to hate, you need something to give a legitimate status to their hatred. To legitimize, their hatred. The best is if you are a religious extremist. Then you can hate, you can write about people, whatever you want. You can condemn the entire Jewish community. Disguised as Yerushalayim. Do I have to give you examples? It's all the American Jewish community has no backbone to stand up and to condemn such people. Sometimes it reaches the absurd. Sometimes I think tero chigrisa. But Yahadus thought, I mean, that man can master his emotions. And the Torah said, "V'ahavta l'rachu kamecha." So if I don't have love in my heart, charity in my heart, how can I love? The answer is, if you will make up your mind, and you'll cultivate, and you'll work on yourself, you may arouse, I mean, even a sentiment of love. And so forth on. The material has commended, I mean, has formulated so many laws with regard to Avilis, with regard to Simcha, with regard to Lisachme, to Kine, Sine. I mean, after all, if man would be a slave of his emotions, I mean, all those precepts would be nonsensical. If the Torah has formulated precepts as to the heart, vis-à-vis the heart, so apparently not only the hand is under control, but my heart is under my control as well. Correct? I mean, otherwise, I mean, if a man emotionally, I mean, cannot control, I mean, if a man cannot control his emotional life, he's not master of his emotional world, I mean, so then, I mean, many mitzvahs in the Torah, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, becomes a paradox. I mean, that's exactly where the Rav Elazar made a mistake. Then the Rav Elazar asked, Lishachmet, what can I do if I do covet? What do you mean you can't do? You can do about it. That's how I don't like the kasha, the Rav Elazar. We don't need Mishalim, the Rav Elazar's explanations. I mean, Lishachmet, how could the Torah have forbidden, I mean, envy, and enjoying the person from coveting, I mean, or envying the good fortunes of his next door neighbor. How? If he himself is greedy and he's narrow-minded and full of hate, he has to covet, he has to be envious. The answer is, I mean, you can change yourself. The Torah says, V'lisikpetzes yilfametzes levecho, v'lisikpetzes yotchom ochicho evyein. I mean, but if one is stingy, one is greedy, so they say about the Chassidish Rebbe, he used to give charity and bang his head against the wall. He was angry at himself why he gave charity. That's what they tell about the Chassidish Rebbe. What my father told me, and this never mind the legend about the Chassidish Rebbe, but what my father told me, that before he was elected Rav in Rasein, the famous Kehila in Lithuania, and he left Brisk, he came to see the Zaydi say goodbye. So the Zaydi, I mean, shook hands with him, bid him farewell. He said, he called him in, and he said to him, Rav Chaim was famous of his Midas HaChesed. Rav Chaim's Chesed, I mean, in my opinion, Rav Chaim was a greater genius in Midas HaChesed than intellectual genius, even though he has revolutionized, I mean, intellectually, the whole method of study of halacha. If not for Rav Chaim, I told you many times, it would be impossible to study halacha, I mean, in this day and age. But he called him in, but it was a Isha Chesed. He called him in, and he said, listen, Meisha, he said, a Rav darf nicht nur kennenlernen, but the task of a Rav is to practice Chesed. Not only to display scholarship and to guide the people in as far as ritual questions are concerned, but to do chesed, to help the needy ones and to feed the hungry ones, and simply, I mean, a given program. And don't tell me you have no chesed in your heart. I by nature am basically a cruel person. That's what he told me. I am a cruel person, but I worked on myself and I changed cruelty to charity and indifference to love and greediness. I'm stingy by nature. Rav Chaim didn't spend on himself, he didn't spend five nickels. But he used to give away everything he had, I mean, to the poor. And I developed generosity, and everybody can accomplish it, everybody can do it. If he is ready, he has made up his mind, he is determined to do so. This exactly. It's exactly what it is, you understand. So basically, I mean, we can apparently, otherwise the Rambam would not have Hilchos Deos in his Sefer. What kind of Hilchos Deos? I mean, halachas pertaining to character dispositions. What can I do if I have a disposition? I can't help it, I get into a tantrum. So what can I do? I mean, how can I control myself? If I get angry and I yell at my wife or at my son, this is no answer, there's no excuse, there's no apology. As the one will say, I had to murder because I hated him. There's no apology for murder, there's no apology for anger. There's no apology for pride, for haughtiness. There's no apology for stealing, for embezzlement. So from Megillas Esther we can derive many, many halachas in Midrash Tehillim. What I would like just tonight, just one halacha discuss. Not even the field of morality. It's in the field of plain halacha. Halacha lemaisa, which comes up now. Not now, the Jews have faced this problem throughout the millennia, throughout generations. And basically, you will find in Rishonim already, in Tshuvos, controversies, various opinions. But usually, the people who never actually were not guided by Shas or Tshuvos of scholars, but they did it intuitively. And they reach decisions, I mean, without consulting. And many a time, I know, many a time, consulting scholars and acting contradicting them by acting differently. The name is yours, never forgot. Yeah, the question is, just a moment, the question is, if the community is in danger and the individual is out of danger, he's safe, he lives in safety, whether he may sacrifice his life in order to save the community. This question was Pinchas did not, there was no danger for Pinchas. He came in and he stabbed them, so what of it? He saved the community, but he did not expose himself to danger. I mean, this is whether Ayochid, not only a question whether he may volunteer, another question, this is one question. Another question is whether someone may advise him to do so. That's the difference. If I want to bring the supreme sacrifice, so I may do it, but no one has a right to encourage me to do so. Or no. I have the right to encourage someone, please, someone who is capable of actually of changing the destiny and protecting the people and saving them from disaster. I have a right to not only to encourage, to command, to give an order to do so. Or I now, in our halachic lingo, would be actually kfiyas bezdin, can also be applied. If I can advise someone, I may encourage him. And I may give him an order to do so, to sacrifice his life in order to save the community, not only the entire community, in order to save others. So I have a right, I mean, actually, even to use coercion or constraint to force him, I mean, to do so. This is the problem. These problems came up quite often, quite frequently. Throughout the Jewish history, I mean, the famous story is the story of the Kodesh Rebman. Rebman, in Vilna, there was an established practice, almost a ritual, that twice a year, in all shul, in all the synagogues in Vilna, they used to say Kilmal Rachman, the prayer of Kilmal Rachman, for a certain man by the name. I myself heard the Kilmal Rachman recited in Vilna, es nishma sakodish Rebman ben Rebman. Rebman, man. Es nishma sakodish Rebman ben Rebman. Who was this Kodesh Rebman ben Rebman? One askore was recited, used to be recited on Nishan Rabe, and the second askore used to be recited on the first day of Shavuos. Interesting, not the second day of Shavuos, but the first day of Shavuos. Together on the first day of Shavuos, they used to recite in all Shul Avil with two askores. One askore, Rebman ben Rebman, and the second askore for Rebbe Avrom ben Avrom, HaKodesh Avrom ben Avrom. This was Count Potocki, the famous Ger, the famous convert, who incurred martyrdom. He was a Polish nobleman, Potocki, I mean the famous family in Polish history, the Potocki family, who joined for the fold, I mean, the Jewish community in Holland, and came back to Vilna, of course, and was disguised as a Jew, and he lived, it's almost underground, and he was in a town near Vilna, and he was studying in the Bismedresh, and a boy made a lot of noise, so he said something, he reprimanded the boy. The father was a shoemaker, and he knew the secret, and he informed the police, the archbishop, about him, that this is the son of the famous Count Potocki. They offered him, of course, many alternatives, and he rejected all alternatives. And he was burned on the first day of Shavuos. This was the one askore, but the askore, HaKodesh Reb Avrom was recited, used to be recited the first day of Shavuos. And Rebman, the askore of Rebman, used to be recited twice a year. Shana Rabe. And in general, Shana Rabe in the Vilna, called the shul, they call it, it's a medieval structure. They had the Shana Rabe had a very strange ritual. At 12 o'clock, at midnight, it used to start to say Slichas Shana Rabe. You say Mishneh Torah, but you don't recite Slichas. You just recite Slichas. Slichas and Vidui. And following the conclusion of the recital of Slichas, they used to say the askor at night, about 2 o'clock in the morning. The story was as follows. You can find the story in the Kiryon Emono by Rav Shmuel Yosefin. Rav Shmuel Yosefin wrote the story of Kiryon Emono, means of Vilna. Rav Shmuel Yosefin. So whatever was written on Vilna is nothing else but a copy of Rav Shmuel Yosefin. Shmuel Yosefin that tells the following story, which also, took place at the beginning of the 18th century in Vilna, that there was a Mishumed, an apostate, who was of course excommunicated and expelled from the Jewish community, and because in order to avenge himself on the Jewish community, he went. The day before Shana Rabe, Vilna had a famous cathedral, Ostrobrama, famous cathedral, and they had a famous icon there, of the Virgin, a famous icon, and he stole this icon, and he hid the icon in the Oron Kodesh, in the Kalter Shul. Perhaps it wasn't connivance with some priest, someone of the clergy, otherwise I don't believe he could have actually had access, to the cathedral. Cathedral is a shrine, a famous shrine, a shrine in Częstochowa, a shrine in Vilna, the two famous shrines in Poland. Matter of fact, not long ago I read in New York Times about that shrine too, about the cathedral. So he stole the icon and he hid it, concealed it in the Oron Kodesh, between the Sifrei Torah, and then he went to the archbishop and said, listen, tomorrow the Jews will do as follows. They will take the icon and they'll place the icon on the altar, and each one will have a bunch of reeds, and they'll slug the icon. And if you want to have to find evidence that I am right, send some detective, someone to the old synagogue, and you'll find the icon in the ark, and just raid a few Jewish homes, and you'll find in every Jewish home a bunch of leads, of course, a Rabbi Knight who didn't have a shyness, and that's exactly what happened. And the entire council, community council, the Parnassim of Vilna, between 25 and 30, they were arrested. And the verdict was a foregone conclusion, you know what it meant. It meant simply torture and then burning at stake in front of the cathedral. In the same place where 40 years later the Agir Tzedek was executed. The same place. It was a famous place. So they were arrested. Shana Rabbi, after Davnin, so Reb Man appeared in the house of Reb Shmuel Achran. Shmuel Achran was the last rabbi of Vilna. He was a contemporary of the Vilna Goyim. The last appeared before the Vilna and said, in order to save the community, he wants to take the blame upon himself. That he did it. The Eel explained to the Archbishop that he stole the icon. However, the Rizal explained it's just a Jewish ritual, which is practiced every year, has absolutely nothing in common with the theft of the icon. But here he stole the icon, and he'll take the blame upon himself. And of course he'll be executed, no doubt about it. But he'll save the Parnassi, 25 people, from martyr's death. He's asking only whether he may do it or not. So Reb Shmuel Achrin said he wants to consult with the Vilna Goyim. It's a very serious question, he said. In America, such questions are posed over the phone. I don't mean such questions, but similar questions. And you expect an answer over the phone. I'm sorry. But in Vilna, it was different in this 18th century. He wants to consult the Vilna Goyim, and so he should come the next day. Or the same evening, Shana Rabbi Knight, he did not come back. What Reb Shmuel Achrin consulted with the Goyim, we know that. What the Goyim told him, we don't know. What Reb Shmuel Achrin was ready to say to Reb Man, we don't know either. But we just know that Reb Shmuel Achrin sent someone to bring Reb Man to his home. Yom Tov night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, he came and he said, "No, I expected you. I have an answer for you. Doctor, you can save your time. I don't care. I've decided that this is the halacha." "Doctor, how did you decide it?" "After all, I told you all the consultants, the goyim. Doctor, I have decided it on the basis of Megillas Esther. There is no need for the Vilna Goyim, there is no need for anybody else to render a decision." And he actually went the same night and he surrendered to the authorities. The Parnes and Kehila were free the same day, the same night, and he was tortured until the first day of Shavuos and also executed. This is HaKodesh Redman Bredman. HaKodesh Redman Bredman. This is the question. This is Esther, actually Mordechai, not only. Esther didn't volunteer at the beginning. Esther, on the contrary, Esther sent word to Mordechai, say, Kolish v'yisha yidin, Kolish v'yisha asher yovei, ala chotzer atmimis, ala melech atzmi ashleyi, kora achadosa lomis, v'anilu nikrei silove ala melech ze shleyi shimyei. V'yim Mordechai lo asher ala Esther, al tadami benafshich, Don't make the mistake at all. Fine, it's one wonderful word. But actually, he said, it's your obligation, your duty, to offer yourself, to sacrifice your life in order to save the community. And that's exactly what made Redman to go and to surrender. This is the central aloche in Megillas Esther. That it is the duty of the individual to sacrifice his life. If the destiny and the future of the community is at stake. And what do you think? I mean, this exactly. What do the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael do now? After all, many soldiers could have gotten out of the service. They could have found an excuse, I mean, after all. After all, they were not forced. They did it themselves. Was the Yechidim not one Yechid? There were 700 or 800 individuals who sacrificed their lives in order to protect the community of 2,500,000 people. It's the same story. But while in Megillas Esther, it's the story of one woman, one frail woman. Here it's the story of an army, but it's of 800 people, individuals who sacrificed their lives, their young ones. Was it permissible? Al-Turin? Someone asked this question. The answer is yes. Where is the answer? Megillas Esther. This is the central aloha of Megillas Esther. This is the central aloha. Of course, I mean, this serving as a base will be able, as the premise, will be able to infer many more alochas and many more lessons, but this will do in the next year. All right, Mr. Edelman, you say, Kaddish.